Oof, it's getting windy outside.
Good job you're inside.
That's so true. Count your blessings. Hey, mate.
There we go.
Count your blessings. Oh, hello and welcome to another episode of the 3 Minute 16 podcast. Graham, I tell you what, I'm counting my blessings for having such bloody amazing listeners. Don't know about you.
Yeah, they're incredible. And thank you, Jamie, for the previous comments.
Yes, yeah, the last topic we tackled, Graham was just being really profane. I apologise for the last episode, but we talked about swearing. And that was suggested to us by Jamie Nunnery. But as always, we're going to move on to discussing another topic, as suggested by you guys, in no longer than 3 minutes and 16 seconds. Because, let's face it, there are way too many hour-long snooze fests in the podcast universe, isn't there?
I wasn't being profane.
You turned the air blue, you did.
I didn't.
Oh, Graham, we've got a new tagline to the show.
Okay.
As provided to us by regular listener Tim O'Warner.
Okay.
Short podcasts for your short life. It's good, isn't it? I like it because it reminds our listeners that they are futilely mortal.
What are we doing? We've done 20 episodes of these. What are we doing with our life?
Leave the bell, this is the question, yeah. What are we doing wasting our short life making these for schmucks on the internet to listen to?
Someone's got to entertain the people.
Somebody does. Unfortunately, it falls to us, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I have got another new topic. Okay. Well, it's a new topic every week, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Except when we bang on about Star Wars constantly. Sorry, I misspoke. I meant to say, I have got a new person who has left a topic.
Good.
Yes, I thought so too. Well, and they're not a new person either. They're probably about like 18 years old. But it's the first time they've left a topic to discuss in 3 minutes 16 seconds. This one's going off the rails. We haven't even hit the buzzer yet. This is from Davin Young, your friend.
Oh, Davin!
Mine. Davin, he's back on the scene, my friend.
What a legend!
He is back on the scene. Davin, first of all, he wanted to know our thoughts on Donald Trump.
Right.
What Davin may not be aware of is we did record a bonus episode of the 3 Minute 16, which went on the Patreon feed. There'll be a link down in the show notes below for that. But, yeah. So if you want to hear our thoughts on Donald Trump, then you can head over there and give that a listen. But Davin did give us another one as well, just in case we didn't fancy doing that. And I think it's a corker. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Davin's topic for today is... Which dairy product would you choose if you could only have one for the rest of your life? Some weeks we get really heavy topics. Some, there's people asking about cheese.
Well, it was cheese your choice.
No, I've got a different choice, but I want to hear
yours
first.
I'm just
basing
mine on nutritional value, and I think the egg is definitely an understated contestant. You know, it's got vitamins D. I'm sure it does. You can make an omelette out of it. You can make bread with it, so that's pretty helpful.
You can't make bread with it. You can By that token, you can make casseroles with an egg if you just put an egg in a casserole.
Yeah, but obviously the egg is very versatile. I mean, what can you do with brie? Sure, you can eat an egg. You can make bread with an egg.
I am going to pick one that I don't think you've considered, which is even more versatile. Butter, mate. Butter.
No.
Yeah, you can cook with it. You can...
Versatile.
You can put it on bread. You can... You can make cheese. No, you can't make cheese out of butter. How do they make cheese? What's in cheese?
Hang about. I just want to make a point here.
Yeah.
Right, you can put butter on bread...
Yeah.
You can't make bread without an egg. let's get our priorities straight. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So this is going to be difficult to settle on just one dairy product. They all feed into each other, don't they?
Well, okay, look, how about products of other dairy products? Because, like, with milk, you can make butter and cheese, which I'd say is quite useful.
Is that how you make cheese? You use milk?
Well, that's...
I don't know how cheese works.
Well, initially, it was you know, Cheshire cheese? That's one of the first examples of cheese that was actually discovered by accident by the Romans.
In Cheshire?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I mean, I wasn't there, but... yeah, that's how cheese was first discovered. I don't know. Like, if we're looking at like byproducts of products, then milk's got to be your staple winner.
1 minute to make a decision here. I don't like milk. I don't have it in my coffee. I rarely eat cereal. It's crap. I don't know why you would drink it. You used to drink it like crazy.
You do like cheese and butter, though, don't you?
Oh, I see. Yeah, because you get butter from.
I just said that. Yeah.
Yes, you did just say that. Yeah, I don't know how dairy products work. I'm not qualified to answer this question.
So
have you changed your mind? Have you gone from eggs to milk now?
Well, just on the basis of its use, but I think the egg is probably a nicer dairy product.
Can I have a cow? Can I just have a whole cow?
Well, no,
I'm going cow. I can have steak, I can have eggs. Oh no, they don't come out of cows. Thank you so much for listening. We're actually out of time. Let me know if I'm allowed to have a cow as my dairy product of choice. Bye.
Bye.